living it out. The Beatitudes are part of, and really in and of themselves, one of Jesus' most recognizable sermons. And in the Beatitudes, Jesus spells out this great formula for life. He says, you got to know that it's not all about you. There's comfort, there's meekness, there's seeking to do what's right, there's mercy, there's authenticity, peacemaking, and a willingness to live out justice and love regardless. So today let's walk through a little deeper through the Beatitudes, the blessings, the happy are they's. They're beautiful. They're powerful. They're here in Matthew 5. You can also find them in Luke 6. Here's how they go. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Poor in spirit means something different than poor in possessions. Poor in spirit is something that indicates humbleness. It's a knowledge that it isn't all about you. The humble are the true inhabitants and owners of God's neighborhood. They are the ones who truly experience God's shalom, God's peace, eternal. And it's the opposite of something like, blessed are the powerful because they get what they want. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Mourning, the words of Jesus promise comfort. The way Jesus lived promises comfort. But there's a difference in these first two Beatitudes. The first one calls that the poor in spirit are blessed, and it lifts up an attitude. The attitude is a desirable one, but mourning is not a desirable attitude. Who wants to mourn? Who wants to have a loss just because there will be comfort? How about not having to mourn at all? Some people have suggested that the mourning expressed here has to do with mourning over the evils of the world. I think that this one speaks more to anyone who has suffered loss. And among us, probably everyone, at least most everyone, has suffered loss. When we mourn, Jesus says that we will be comforted. And that is comforting. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Meek, gentle, not self-centered. And the meek will be the ones who inherit the earth. The cool part here is that these are the ones who are not trying to gain any power at all. They're the ones who will be fair and gentle. It's the opposite of something like, blessed are the privileged because they really do own the earth. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. This is another one that involves attitude. And it's a great attitude. Have a desire to do what is right. Pursue doing what is right. You'll be nourished to the full. This beatitude is the opposite of something more like, blessed are the ones who merely talk with religious words because actions don't really matter that much. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. If I ever say anything that can be taken in either a negative or a positive way, told you this before, please take it in the positive way, because that's what I meant. But just in general, this is about accepting the apology. Forgiving even when there isn't an apology. Giving folks a break. Also, this one is about stopping the demonization of people who don't fit into your corner of privilege. Blessed are the merciful. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. This is about living authentically, showing loving kindness, doing all that anyone can to be true, kind, and real. It has nothing to do with talking religious talk, but then rejecting people because you somehow think you're better than they are. Blessed are the pure in heart. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. This beatitude, it isn't just about peace instead of war. It's also about reconciliation, restoration, friendship, love. Peace isn't only the absence of violence. It's the presence of goodwill toward all. It is this desire for shalom, for peace, salam, for all. Blessed are the peacemakers. And then blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. These last beatitudes, they go back to a situation that isn't one that someone would want to be in. Who wants to be reviled and persecuted and lied about? No one does. These beatitudes offer hope to any who are persecuted because they are humble, meek, authentic, merciful, or peacemakers. These beatitudes, they offer hope to those who show love instead of hate, show kindness instead of disdain, show acceptance instead of rejection, and who are willing to live out justice and love no matter what. If only we could really live the beatitudes. I would argue that they're more important than the Ten Commandments, which are pretty important, right? But we mistake the Ten Commandments. We look at them and we think, this is the way to live. And the Ten Commandments ultimately are about legal kinds of things. All of them have to do with how to be in the public square and how to be in a legal proceeding. Even the one about honor your father and mother isn't about little kids honoring their fathers and mothers. It's about grown kids honoring their fathers and mother by caring for them when they no longer can. The Ten Commandments are important, but the Beatitudes, that is the essence of life. We can live them. It's what we're supposed to do. It's what we're supposed to remember. It's what we're supposed to teach, to live. A knowledge that it's not all about us. Comfort, meekness, seeking to do what's right, mercy, authenticity, peacemaking, and a willingness to live out justice and love regardless. So let us live out the Beatitudes. And in doing so, we can make this world beautiful. Amen.